It is the season where we get together for holiday gatherings. We do the gift exchanges. We eat the good food. But also during the holidays, we can deal with stress. Whether you're dealing with seasonal affective disorder, you're grieving the loss of a loved one, or you the one that's got to host everybody, child, folks will wear on your nerves. But on the line, we have one of my Sarahs, Jessica Horn. She's an experienced dual licensed clinical professional counselor and also owner of From a Strong Place, where she provides telehealth counseling service, giving us some tips to distress during the holidays. How you doing today, Jessica?
Oh, I'm doing great. How you doing, Julie?
Doing wonderful. First of all, we did an event Monday night, and you were fantabulous in talking about stress during the holidays. Why is this time of year so overwhelming for many, particularly when it comes to your to-do list? We're supposed to be having fun, Jessica, but yet we can find ourselves stressed.
Yes, there are so many factors that can contribute to holiday stress. The demands of work can get very high, trying to meet deadlines, the pressures of gift giving, not to mention your financial expenses going up.
Yeah.
There are all these demands and expectations for celebrations, and all of those things can contribute to high stress.
Now, Jessica, in particular, this time of year for people who have a loved one that's no longer at the table or they can't call, how do we deal with grief in particularly? Because I know a lot of people, particularly this year and then after COVID, are still dealing with grief during the holidays.
Grief is one of those things during the holidays that it comes up in a big way. That is one of the things that we tend to miss are the people that we've spent holidays with before, the loved ones that we've shared traditions with, and sometimes continuing those traditions and honoring those loved ones that we've lost can help with the grieving process during the holidays.
Now, that's interesting because some people might try to back up from it. Or I know my family, like when my grandma passed, you know, for a little bit, the dinners, it was kind of like, do we even want to do this? But you're actually saying the opposite. Do what would honor the one that is no longer with us.
Yes. And it's because you get a chance to honor them as a family and with other people that you love. You get to retell memories and stories that you've shared with them and the good times that you can recall.
Okay.
Instead of having to do that by yourself and isolate with those memories.
And one thing you discuss is the pressure of gift giving and finances, because you know, Jessica, girl, end of the year, you got property taxes coming, you might have your insurance. What do you say for those who are stressing about giving gifts?
Gift giving around the holidays, we're pressured by the commercialization of Christmas and just everything that goes into it, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so really making a list of what you're able to do and really understanding your own limitations, your own financial limitations, developing a budget, maybe just going and getting gift cards instead of finding out what someone actually wants because maybe you can't afford that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Just really knowing what your limitations are financially and where you can budget around gift giving, and also doing DIY gifts. People really do appreciate those because it shows that you're coming from the heart.
Well, in my house, if you get to a certain age limit, it's like, you know, Jesus is the reason for the season. Merry Christmas.
That's right.
But as we are busy with all the get-togethers, our schedule, our end-of-the-year things, what are some practical daily tips, Jessica? If you had three that we could do to help us de-stress during the holidays, what would they be?
Sure. So I know I just said know your limitations with gift giving, and also know your limitations when it comes to the amount of energy and the task that you will volunteer to provide, right? Know when to say no and know when to pass that task on to someone else. Safety plan around the holiday season. Know when you need to make an exit. And also know when you are getting to your limit. Know when you are starting to feel overwhelmed and when you need to tap out. And assign a support system. Have a laugh with your loved ones. Watch funny movies. Watch funny videos. Plan a fun activity to actually do. Show gratitude and the things that you're thankful for. And don't forget to stay active and hydrated. That is very important. We have to also tune into our physical health as well as our mental health during this season.
That is so important. That is why I'd be like, look, you better let me go to this boot camp, because if you don't let me go to this boot camp, I don't know what you're going to get this holiday season to do.
Yes.
And
exactly.
Of course, as we end the year, you know, I'm probably going to tap into you again, Jessica, because we got to talk about the stress of going into a new year. year. People feel like I didn't do this in 2022. How am I going to plan for 2023? So we're going to have to circle back for sure, Jessica. What are your social media handles, or how can people learn more about what you do?
Sure. I'm on Facebook at From a Strong Place. I'm also on Instagram at From a Strong Place. And if you have any questions, you can also reach me by email at fromastrongplace@outlook.com. And you can also find me on my website, fromastrongplace.com.
Thank you so much. Appreciate you, sis.
Thank you so much for having me.